The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Daniel Long is with me. He's from the Irish Land Observatory Stakeholders Group. Daniel, you're welcome to the show. What is an Irish Land Observatory, or what is the idea behind it, and why do you think it's necessary?
Well, thanks so much, Kieran, first of all, for having me on the programme. I suppose an Irish Land Observatory isn't just limited to Ireland. It's a European initiative. It's in response to the European Parliament's request in line with the recommendations of the strategic dialogue for the European Commission to work towards launching a European Land Observatory on farmland. And essentially what it is a mapping tool to essentially monitor and map of who owns what lands across Europe, map the land type that's in Europe and the various different types of land ownership, from land rental to land ownership, and then looking at from the environmental perspective the amount of hedgerows and natural features that we have on our land.
All right. OK, so this would be collating a whole host of information, a lot of it the Land Registry maybe have their hands on at the moment, and putting it into this publicly accessible portal. Is that the idea, that anybody can go on and find out what land is where?
Yeah, essentially, Kieran, it would be multi-stakeholder and it would be housed within the European Commission. I suppose where this is born out of, like, we have like land consolidation isn't just an Irish problem. It's something that we're seeing across Europe, and that's why the Commission are so interested in it. I suppose when we look at that from an Irish context, our own government have launched a commission into generational renewal. We have a very high average age of farmers in Ireland, and we have a very low amount of young farmers that are taking on land.
And then the consolidation, sorry, that you were talking about there, just for people at home who are not involved in farming, not living out the country, and are wondering what we're talking about, this is the idea that fewer and fewer people own more and more of the land.
Exactly. Essentially, for people that are not from a farming background listening at home and across Europe, like, the European food system is based on a family farm model, which is essentially the people that own the land, work the land, do the work of the land, and it's generally on a smaller scale. And when we buy food in the shops, and with the food that we buy, we associate with that family farm model. I suppose what is happening, we're seeing a growing trend, is that a more of a factory farm model type. And I suppose that's where an observatory tries to step in and support our family farm model and support the farmers that we have on the land and keeping them on the land.
And who is it that's buying up all this land in Ireland? I mean, not necessarily kind of person by person, but there's a number of kind of well-known Irish billionaires who are big landowners. But are there international funds buying land? Are there corporations buying land? Who's doing it?
Well, there's a variety of different profiles of people that are buying land, and there's a variety of different reasons for buying them. Some of it is in anticipation for an upcoming carbon market that potentially may start. Others buy it as investment opportunities, as a way, like, land is a good asset if you're investing in money. If you want to invest your money and pass it on to the next generation, so they do vary quite a bit. But I suppose where we're seeing a lot of it is what these entities can afford to pay for land is far and above what your average farmer can make out of land. So we are seeing a rising price of land across Europe, and unfortunately, food prices and produce prices aren't matching that.
And what's the consequence of this? Because it's hard to see how you put the genie back in the bottle if. You've got some lad listening to this and he's in his 60s or 70s or even older, and there's no kids or none of the kids have any interest, and he has to sell the land. He's going to sell it. It's going to be bought up by somebody. How will an observatory act against this consolidation?
Well, I suppose first and foremost, Kieran, like, I suppose in its initial format, and what we're calling for when it comes to an observatory, very much so, is that it's a data gathering tool to provide trends and independent data for the general public to look at on land trends and where we're going, and then people can make their own can compile that data in any way they see fit, but it will be independent and trusted.
Okay.
But going back to that farmer that you mentioned, of what he can potentially do when he's going to sell it. I think the European Commission have been very clear on this, is that respecting property rights are something that are very important in this country, and this won't be an attempt to impinge on that.
Okay, so it's not necessarily about kind of stopping it yet. This is more kind of gathering the data so you can find out if there is going to be a problem down the track. You can realize in advance of it happening that certain landowners are maybe buying up too much land, that there's too much consolidation, that the family farm system, as it were, as you say, that the kind of the entire agri food industry is built on, is beginning to disappear.
Very much so. Like, we have, like, there is, like, we're not reinventing the wheel here. If you go across the countries like France, they have the SAFER system, and they've had that since the 1960s. Now, we're not advocating for the SAFER system here in Ireland, because the SAFER is very much does impinge on those property rights, because that has the power to step in when if they feel excessive consolidation is taking place, and it's giving farmers in the local area first preference on land that comes for sale. But the impact of that is, obviously, it impacts the value of land, and it impacts the value of on people's property rights, something that we know wouldn't fly in Ireland, and I don't think anyone would want that in Ireland. But I think we are at a crossroads here. Like, there's a social element to this, as well as an economic element to this. Like, obviously, everyone wants to maximise the value of the property that they own. But and the flip side of that is that most rural communities are made up by small farmers, and they then supply the local shop and the church and the school and the GA club. And it doesn't take much to unwind that fabric. So, as I mentioned, we have a very high ageing farmer population, and this problem is coming towards us one way or the other. And it's really, I suppose, what we're calling for now. We got an opportunity to go out to the European Commission on the 23rd of March, and we were there again on April the 10th. And there is a pilot project coming out in May that one European member state will host, with the goal of launching a European-wide observatory in 2 years' time. Yeah. So what we're calling for now, hopefully Ireland could be the place for that pilot.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, I'm not involved in farming. It makes perfect sense to me, even from a biodiversity point of view, to be able to kind of look at a map of the country and work out what type of land is what and who owns it and where it is. Daniel, listen, thanks a million for coming into us, or for chatting to us, rather. Daniel Long is from the Irish Land Observatory Stakeholders Group.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.